If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you hear alcohol and age,
yeah,
it normally means that booze is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Wine from 30 years ago, whiskey from the 1960s.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's the case, this is something everyone is going to want to try.
Really?
But on the other hand, someone in this room is here to argue, if this was so great, why the hell did it go away in the first place?
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The state of New York is known for its wine.
Yeah.
And a vineyard east of us is going to try something that hasn't been done in hundreds of years.
This sounds pretty rancid.
Meadowdale Winery, it's about 3 hours east of us,
yeah,
is bringing back birch wine.
From a birch tree?
Kind of.
Like the sap from a birch tree?
You nailed it. How did you know that?
Well, I know there used to be birch beer, and it tastes like root beer.
Okay.
Oh.
But this is going to be like an alcohol. Is it like a whiskey?
No, I literally just said wine. I literally said wine.
Birch wine.
You said winery. I didn't realize
that. Winery, right. Bringing back birch wine.
Birch wine.
Birch wine. Okay. Right. I said the words birch wine.
He used to do traffic here, birch wine.
Birch wine.
Yeah. All right.
Feels like you can make wine out of anything.
Sounds like it.
Oh, you know what I heard?
What?
Wine's out of control. So the owners of this winery,
yeah,
say the state's first settlers all the way back in the 1700s would make this because they didn't have apples or grapes.
Okay.
And they said this beverage, birch wine, was a favorite of Martha Washington.
No kidding.
That's right. So it has the same alcohol content as standard wine. The winery has been bottling it the last couple of years, and as it gets more popular, people are clamoring to try it.
I like how they drop a celebrity in there. Martha Washington.
Well, you don't get more American celebrity. That's a pretty big American celebrity.
I heard she was also into dirty potatoes.
Kimmy, you in on birch wine?
I definitely am curious to try it, but I just figure that, like, they made it because they didn't have those other things at the time, and then they started making wine with grapes. They're like, hey, this is better, you know?
Okay.
That's a great point.
I mean, I'm definitely interested in trying it. I don't know if it would be, like, a go-to for me, but who knows?
Okay, so to your point, it does say in this story that the people that made birch wine made it only because they didn't have other stuff to make wine with. So you're really drinking 1700s desperation alcohol.
But right, they probably have made it better, I would imagine.
So it's like fermented sap?
It would have to be, right?
So I wonder what color it is.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it looked yellowish in the story, right, Kimmy? Because you're the one that said
they make
the story
it look like wine. Let's see.
But like, isn't this the equivalent of like guys today drinking like a Sterno candle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever gets me there.
Sterno bumps. Yeah.
Right? Like.
Yeah, it kind of just looks like a white wine, really.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, the way they describe it in the story is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
This is a quote from the owner of the winery.
That is
it. Ready? Quote. It produces a beautifully balanced beverage that is light, citrusy, very refreshing, but also has a silky mouth feel to it.
Silky mouth,
which was my second favorite traffic guy.
No, he got in trouble, remember? That's how he got that nickname behind the studio.
It goes on to say, quote, the first sip is strange, but the second and the third smooth it out.
Okay, so it's going to be a little weird at first.
The first sip is strange, but the second and the third smooth it out. That sounds like something you'd say to someone you're trying to get to drink poison.
Or your first sexual experience.
Are you in? Would you try it?
No. I don't like wine.
No, I understand. But, I mean, it's history.
I mean, I would take a sip, but it doesn't sound...
No, you can't take one sip. You need to take a second and a third sip.
Yeah, to get my silky mouth on.
Get your silk on, baby.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Last week, we talked about eating history.
Yeah.
That restaurant east of us, that's the oldest tavern supposedly in America.
Yeah.
Remember? What about drinking history? Because this drink would give you the experience of someone from the 1700s.
All right.
And there are other alcohols that do this. The Genesee Country Village and Museum, I believe, offers beer that was brewed close to what they used to drink, like, in the 1800s.
But I wonder if it's flatter and less taste.
I don't think I've had it. That's how they sell it. More flat, less taste. On the side. There are places that also sell mead, which is a drink from the Middle Ages.
All right. I've tried that.
Is that alcohol, though?
Yeah.
Honey kind of wine.
Fermented honey?
I thought it was like made Jesus with honey stuff? Or something.
No, I thought
could
that,
be wrong.
I thought
maybe
mead,
I'm thinking of something else.
Like from Jesus' time?
No, I thought mead was more like Knights of the Round Table Viking stuff.
When was Jesus?
Zero. Two says when was Jesus? Our calendar is literally based around when he died.
No, but like medieval, Jesus.
Mead,
I don't know who came first and second.
Mead, also known as honey wine,
okay,
is an alcoholic beverage made by fermenting honey.
And by the way, get your tickets to Guitars and Stars. Honey wine on the set list this year. Did you just say I don't know if the Knights of the Round Table were pre or post Jesus?
I don't know.
Like the Crusades? What were those about?
I don't know. Like the Romans were pissed off at stuff.
Okay. Even old-timey drinks, like mixed drinks from like the Gilded Age, the 1920s, are popular at like trendy bars
like
again.
Try a Zephyr.
A Gimlet.
Yeah, vodka Gimlet.
I mean, we have improved on alcohol and alcohol making, but... It seems now, Kimmy, folks are clamoring for older and older stuff.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Old martinis.
It's because it's new to them, right?
Yeah.
Something
like those
new
old
to try.
School martinis with the olives.
Yeah.
Those things are like lightning.
Did those ever go away? Like an old school martini?
They kind of went away for a while, but then they started coming back. You know, like my parents drank them.
Sure.
Yeah.
They drank those Manhattans and Old Fashions.
Okay, if you are looking at someone, tell me, 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this story. A vineyard east of us, Meadowdale Winery, is bringing back birch wine. It is wine made with the sap of a birch tree. This was drank and made all the way back in the 1700s by the original settlers of New York State. Quote, it was a favorite beverage of Martha Washington. But in the story, it says the only reason they made this is because they didn't have grapes and fruit and stuff like that yet because, you know, kind of just got here.
Yeah.
If you saw someone drinking... The birch wine, or mead, or beer from the 1800s. Are they drinking it because they like it?
No.
What? Why are they drinking
it? It's just being a showy douche.
What are you talking about?
Ass knocker.
Ass knocker?
Yeah, total. Total ass knocker.
What is an ass knocker?
It's a descendant of an ass mop. Two ass mops make an ass knocker. That's all that is. It's some showy dick that wants to tell you all about it because there's no way this is tasting good. Like that's you can't tell me that's your go-to drink is birch wine.
Okay, but like this winery has been making it the last couple of years.
But it's a gimmick. It's not going to fly off the shelves like people can't get enough of this.
Okay, but most alcohol is a gimmick. There's a reason why they spend billions on advertising every year.
I get it, but like...
Like, you know, you open up a Coors Light, there's not really going to be a train with smoking hot chicks that blast through the wall of a bar.
But it's... I doubt it's going to be anybody's go-to cocktail.
But how is somebody that drinks mead, for example, like let's say that's their go-to, like how is that person any more of a douche than somebody that like only drinks like one type of whiskey and is kind of like a snob about it?
Well, that guy's an ass knocker too.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a snob about a standard whiskey too. It's like, yeah, I only eat the finest hamburgers at McDonald's. You know, here's the thing.
What?
Like, we kind of do this with our beer in Rochester, too.
Well, beer is very snobby now.
Genesee is an institution.
Yeah.
It's been around since 1878, and it's delicious. But, Kimmy, I do think part of the draw to Jenny is people who drink it have that old school feel when they drink it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's your dad's beer, your grandpa's beer.
Yeah. Like, the gift shop around the corner from us at the tap room there.
Yeah.
They lean into that stuff hard. There's the vintage posters, the t-shirts, the pub glasses. They sell the old work shirts with like the Genesee logo on them.
Yeah.
Not to mention, Tommy, with liquor, there are guys who take a lot of pride in drinking what their dads or grandfathers drank.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They feel a connection based on the drink in their hands. How is that different than what we're talking about here?
I guess because you got to go so far out of your way to get it, like to get a good glass of mead.
No, there's got to be a bar that sells mead here in town.
I
feel like there's
got to be one lonely
tap.
I
think I want to say that some of the cideries that I've been to,
of course, the downtown,
they'll have like a mead on there, and I don't know if it's because they have the ways of making it easier.
The Crypto Cidery Barn.
Did you just say the downtown cidery?
Cidery Barn.
The downtown cidery is away from all the apple trees in the country?
Well, they ship it in, you know.
From the apple trees.
Yes. I know that like a lot, some of the wineries too, and like the Finger Lakes have it.
Have mead?
Yeah.
If you go to like the Renaissance Festival, I think they have multiple places you could buy mead.
Yeah.
I've never tried it. You're not a little curious?
Every time I try this stuff, it's always disappointing. It's always either flat or just bitter, you know what I mean, or smoky.
Okay.
Like some people like really smoky tasting like alcohol.
Yeah.
It's too overpowering.
You don't like smoky?
No, I hate smoky.
Oh.
I like it smooth.
Message coming in.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Andrew gets at us at Duffy on WCMF. Mm-hmm. The easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, Seed and Stone also makes mead. Kimmy, what's a Seed and Stone?
Actually, my husband used to work there.
Oh, it's that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next to the place that sells the burgers and the milkshakes.
Crazy. No, that's a different place. That's Moeller's.
Okay, sorry.
Seed and Stone is on like Main Street.
How many cideries do we have in this city?
We have a few.
Downtown cideries are all over
the place. Okay, I'm going to talk to Kimmy now because you're going full old man on me. Look, like, in all sincerity,
yeah.
How many cideries can one community support?
I think that there's a big cider community out there.
Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to be.
No, I'm on the wrong track with what I'm saying.
No, but like, when you go to a cidery, it's exclusively cider, right? Like, I can't get a beer at a cidery.
Some of them carry other stuff. Like, okay. They'll partner with local places to carry beers and stuff.
But, like, I can't get, like, a Jenny Light or a Blue Light.
I don't know. Depends.
Because that would, like, this sounds like something my wife would want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go to a cidery. It'll be fun. I'm like, okay, can I get a Diet Coke? Oh, we only have Diet Coke made out of apples. It's called apple juice. It's diet apple juice, and it's not diet. It's got sugar in it. You know, like, age and tradition and alcohol is so prominent. Whenever something new comes along, you are the first one to crush it.
Yeah.
Tommy Mulay.
Well, I don't like flavored crap.
No, but what I'm...
And most of it's flavored crap.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like when, Tommy, the alcoholic seltzers first became popular a few years ago.
Yeah.
How did you feel about those?
They're a joke.
What did you think about men who drank alcohol seltzers?
Sissy boys. Okay. Little soft sissy boys with your band buns.
Are band buns like man buns? Are they buns in a band?
Well, they might be.
What are you, drinking birch wine? Tommy, when Fireball, the cinnamon whiskey,
mm-hmm.
that came out, what did you say about the guys who drank that stuff?
That was your Gunther set.
Okay, except it was all Kimmy's dad.
Yeah, it was. My dad still likes it.
There you go.
Yep.
So you hate the new stuff because that's all soft, right?
Mm.
But the historical stuff that got us to this, you also think those people are obnoxious.
And Kimmy made a great point. There's a reason why it went away. Because they didn't have to drink it anymore.
Yeah, but you also...
But all that stuff like circles back around again. I think just because people get curious about it.
Yeah, and you know, there's like, you know, people get all excited about something new and something that was actually good kind of gets thrown to the side. Just because they're not into it then doesn't mean it's not a good thing.
But you know how I am about, especially drinking. Like once you hit a certain age, usually you're pretty locked into what you like. You like gin or... vodka, whiskey, you know, you're that guy or you're that woman.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I always find it weird, like, when I go, I gotta try this ugly-looking foamy thing out of a wooden cup.
I used to think guys your age were like that. But, Kimmy, the more I go to these, like, you know, craft beer bars, they're all guys your age trying brand-new beers every time they sit down.
That does shock me.
But, like, I mean, it makes sense, though, man. Like, you've said it yourself. Like, you run out of hobbies, you get older, life slows down. This is a little bit of excitement. Why would you not go be excited?
Here's the only thing. Like, I don't want to try something. I'm going to get some nasty hangover. It's going to be too sweet.
Oh, it's going to be too sweet. You're going to hangover on it.
Yes.
Oh, my name's Tommy, and I used to get drunk and shoot fireworks at my friends in jean shorts at 34. But now I don't want to try a different kind of beer because maybe I'll feel bad tomorrow because I'm a bitch-ass bitch.
So somebody did tweet this at us, and I do remember this being a thing. A lot of people with celiacs. They will drink cider because they can't have beer.
Ah!
I guess it's...
The wheat or the grain?
Yeah, it's naturally gluten-free.
Celiac disease?
Yeah.
Oh.
I
don't know what celiac is.
We know a
guy. I thought it was the name of the club. Come on out to celiac for Kato tonight.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that substitute their
CMF
beer
diet.
For cider.
We know a guy with celiac.
We do?
Yes. He's talked about it openly in front of us. Are you serious?
I think there's more people that have that than you think.
He's got the celiacs.
You don't celiac. There's no S on it.
Celiacs.
Is it? It's one,
no,
right?
No, it's celiac.
Okay, thank you. You're serious right now.
If a guy told me they had celiac, I wouldn't even know if that's bad or not.
Well, no, it's an Italian mother-in-law. Celiac's coming over tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to keep youth sports fair? And that's what this bill is proposing, Tommy.
Okay.
This man says it is not fair. These schools are forced to face off against one another. And he is ready to change the way things are done in the state of New York.
The level of field?
Yes, exactly. Here's the thing. There is a debate to be had here.
All right.
And the idea itself is not the craziest idea. But it does seem that where this idea comes from may be a personal axe to grind.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a bill up for debate in Albany.
What are they saying?
Well, the idea behind it is to make high school sports more fair in New York. This bill, Tommy, would establish two separate state playoffs for every boys and girls sports. One for public schools and one for private schools. The folks that want this argue that private schools have an athletic advantage. That there are kids who will go to some private schools just to have the opportunity to play on the sports
team.
Don't
they scholarship kids in too?
So here's the thing. That's an argument being made by some of these. I don't think that happens in Rochester.
I don't know.
Athletic scholarships?
Well, I know there's private schools that have scholarships for kids, underprivileged kids, right?
Okay, but that's a different thing. It's not an athletic scholarship. There is academic help. There's scholarships for grades. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF, but I'm unaware of an athletic scholarship here. And there's also several levels of private schools. For example, Bishop Kearney has what they call their Hockey Selects program.
Yeah.
Those teams don't play high school hockey.
All right.
They play in like a
separate thing. That's almost like, you know, the kids that go off and play like – for it happens a lot with basketball.
Yeah.
Like kids will go to like these middle of nowhere schools in other states to go compete at a very high level of the sport.
But in those states, some of them will play other high school teams. Like that seems like less of a problem in New York thing.
Mm. All right, so let me ask you this. So like right now, when these kids play,
yeah,
it's all together or not?
Well, you play your regular season against don't private schools play their regular season against other private schools, and then for like the sectional tournament, that's when you start to
that is integrated
see local schools.
All right, so here's how it works. All of the schedules are pretty much the same. Like private schools in Rochester, Section 5, will play both public and private, and public and private in both the regular season and the playoffs. There is no separation.
And it kind of depends on the sport, right?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to the size of the school more than it does private or public.
So this dude wants to split that, saying you private, you just go do your own thing?
You got it. And I think they do this in Buffalo with football, where Buffalo private football teams are not allowed to play in the playoffs against
public. So there is no unified statewide way of doing
it. I do not believe so. Right. So this has been a hot topic in the high school sports realm for a long time.
Yeah, so what's the issue?
Well,
cares?
Here's the thing. The change makes sense, right? I get the idea behind it, and I'm not saying this guy is wrong, but I will say this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The success of private schools and athletics in our area may be, on the whole, overblown.
Oh.
Because, like, football this year...
You think of certain sports when you think of certain schools, but it's not a widespread advantage.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
So, to your point, football is a big one that comes up.
Right.
Football in Section 5 this year had two really good private schools that played for the AA championship, the big one, McQuaid versus Aquinas. Aquinas won, and then Aquinas lost to another private school in the state playoffs, Christian Brothers out of Syracuse. Christian Brothers Academy beat the Christian Brothers Academy, another private school out of Albany, in the state football playoffs. So if you look at that, you go, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is unfair. But to Kimmy's point, you look at other sports. Hockey had champs in Section 5 from Victor in Pittsford. Not a single private school won a Section 5 boys basketball championship. In the 8 girls classes, you had one private school basketball championship. Boys soccer, no private champs. Girls soccer, no private champs. Baseball, no private champs. Softball, no private champs. I can keep going.
So it's only football.
And certain sports pop at different times.
Exactly. And it's not always football either.
No.
Like, it just seems that Aquinas and McQuaid have had some pretty good teams the last couple of years.
All right.
So, I mean, I'm up for the debate. And if they made this change, I would understand it, but it also creates other potential problems.
I mean, it seems to me as an outsider, just let them all play. Who cares?
Well, I mean, bro.
But I guess we're also looking at it from a Rochester perspective, whereas, like you talked about earlier, I don't know what it's like in like places like Syracuse and Buffalo if there's a bigger divide between the two.
I mean, to me, let all the kids play. Because, like, you could make that same argument for a rich community that has better resources than a poor community.
Well,
what's the difference?
And I've seen, and this used to happen when I was a teenager, and I don't know if it's more or less prominent now, but I remember kids, if they were really good in a sport, their parents would find a way to move them to a different school district so that they could play for that school district's team.
Yeah, they would go get an apartment in that town. I knew a kid who did that, too. No, but you bring up the affluent thing.
Yeah.
Again, 252-WCMF, there is a bill being proposed in the New York State Legislature to establish two separate state playoffs for athletics, one for for private schools, one for public schools. They would not cross over. The most interesting thing is what you talked up.
Right.
If you're looking for a pattern, it's not the private schools in Section 5 that are the most successful. It's the most affluent public schools.
Yeah, because they have all the funds to train and do all this. They have the facilities to do it.
I know, like, Victor's been dominating in a lot of sports lately.
Fairport, Victor, and both the Pittsburgh schools all have multiple championships the last couple of years. And it makes sense to the point you made, right? You can argue the schools have better facilities. You could argue the parents have more time and money to spend for training and better club teams in the offseason. They have more financial support from their sports boosters.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting you take those teams out of the playoffs either. It's kids playing a game, to like you said earlier. But it does feel like there's lessons all over the place here that may benefit the kids down the road, not in the moment.
Oh.
I mean, look, life is, fact of the matter, sometimes you ain't got what someone else has got.
Right.
And you got to figure out a way around it. And I'm not trying to, like, off, because I get why looking at your kid in this situation and feeling like there's no chance hurts and how that's hard to explain to your kid. But if you switched it, there would be other problems.
Well, sure.
For example, McQuaid and Aquinas, good football programs.
Yeah.
Bishop Kearney has put a couple of kids. There's one Kearney kid right now who just signed an undrafted free agent contract with the Giants, I think.
All right.
So, like, those three schools playing against each other privately, that would work out fine. But then you have schools like Finney, which is small. North
right.
Star Christian
very,
Academy,
very
which
tiny
is small.
Private schools.
All of these tiny private schools. If you have to put them up against yeah. Aquinas, McQuaid, and Kearney.
Could they even put a team together?
I mean, they would. They don't have football teams. I don't think.
They probably. I think some of them have.
Or they basketball. Would have to do like that combo plate from different schools to form a team.
You got it. Yeah. So, yeah. like, those kids would now be at a massive disadvantage, potentially dangerous disadvantage.
So, why are they going? Why are they doing this?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up.
Are they
seems
actually
like a pointless thing to do.
It has been a hot debate for years and years. I mean, Kimmy, this was happening when we were in school. This argument yeah. that private schools and recruiting and they're better than things. The man who is proposing this.
The politician.
Yes, his name is Bill Conway. He is an elected official downstate. He's proposing this in his words because his daughter, who plays public school, played her high school basketball final game last year against a private school in Section 1.
Yeah.
And they got beat really bad.
Okay.
And then came this proposal.
Oh, really?
So you could look at this
yeah.
as we want to keep sports fair for all of the kids playing, and that's a noble cause. And again, the discussion is valid. You could also look at this as my daughter lost, and I don't like it now.
That's what it sounds like.
So I'm going to try and change the yeah. laws of the state.
Yeah.
It also feels like a little bit of government overreach because, like, there is
a
like
little?
There is a government body that like oversees
has a governing body of yeah
yeah the New York sports. State Public High School Athletic Association yeah. like you know they have the ability to like change stuff. Yeah. Why you'd make a state law about it? Yeah. I don't know.
And also, like, it's I mean it's high school sports. It doesn't really matter,
right?
And if your kids are really good athlete, let's say they have potential to like go on and continue that sport at the next level. Doesn't really matter where they play. They're going to be discovered one way or another.
I mean, in these days, yes. Look, if this was a like a grassroots thing from kids
yeah.
that are playing, I would understand it totally.
Yeah.
It does feel icky that
well,
it's coming
it does,
from
man.
Parents.
Especially when
you shouldn't care that much as yeah. an adult. You really shouldn't. Nobody cares. Nobody remembers 10 years from now what team won what.
Well, the kids on that team do, and the kids that
sure.
lost do, and I think
but
that's the
cares?
Argument.
But if you're still holding that tightly to that at 30, you're sad.
Okay.
Man, that was like what I was thinking in my head.
I do think we have
like,
to
like, I feel like people who take high school sports that seriously, and they have no skin in the game, it's a weird look.
I don't disagree with you, but I do think we need to have a little bit of grace here, and here's why.
What's that?
When you are 14, 15, 16, 17, high school sports could be the most important thing in the world.
It is, and yeah. it is. But then you look back on it as an adult, and you're like, why did I care so much?
I get it. But you also, Kimmy, haven't been in that moment of your kid bust their ass as hard as they can, right, all year long.
Yeah.
Right? And they're in this they have this opportunity, and they feel like it's hopeless because it's
yeah.
not fair in their eyes.
But I understand but that, but you like you even said, it can be a lesson for that kid later on, right? Like you learn more from that situation than you would if everything was just fair across the board.
It's easy for us to say that in our 30s.
But this ends the argument. If everybody gets to play, if all these teams just play, then it's affluent school, poor country school, rough city school, everybody's out. It's just plain. We're just all going to play.
Yeah.
And it's all wide open. I think that's the way you do it. Then there's no bitching and moaning because if you go the other way, like you got to say, well, you got to play over here because you got better resources. Or you got all the bank because you're private. You'll never end this.
No, man. I agree with
you. You'll just keep going down there. Then you'll be splintering off in a million directions.
I agree with you. I think the best way is to keep it the way that it is.
And that's your best life lesson, man. This is a level playing field we all want.
100%.
Now play ball. Rich kids. By the way, the rich kids are all going to win.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, there is a bill being proposed in the New York State Legislature to establish two separate athletic state playoffs for high school teams, one for public schools, one for private schools. And the argument is that the private schools have an advantage being able to bring kids in from every other town, that they have more facilities and da-da-da-da-da. But what's interesting, when you get past high school football, the private schools in Section 5 did not do well.
Yeah.
In every other school. And let me take that back. When I say do well, one championship,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah.
And I look at all these rich schools, just like public schools,
yeah.
as private schools. To me, Pittsford That's a private school. Victor looks like a private academy. With the amount of bank,
it does. I know it looks like a small college.
Right. But I mean, so, you know, that ain't a private, that's not a public school, bro.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. How the heck are you on this fine Friday?
Great, man. What do you got?
This whole thing just seems like the new version of everybody gets a participation trophy, but it's coming from the perspective of people who think that spending, you know, McQuaid, what is it, $18,000 a year tuition, aren't getting enough props for their kids. It's like, stop meddling with this stuff. If these kids can't make it at the level that the state has already set up, the state getting involved is, again, overreach and just a complete waste of everybody's time unless, you know, it's the let's give everybody, all the snowflakes, you know, the opportunity to have their own little championship that a year from now will mean absolutely nothing when they go off to wherever they're next headed.
Okay, so that being said, I get your point here. And everyone knows I went to Aquinas, right? So, like,
yeah. I went to the school.
No, but I guess the point I make before, I'm sorry, Jay, I don't mean to cut you off. The point couldn't you make the argument the other way, devil's advocate, that going to these private schools, if you have an advantage in athletics, is kind of a snowflake way of guaranteeing like you're going to have something that you wouldn't have from where you came from?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. But why is the state getting involved in this with regard to a public versus private, you know, separation kind of thing? I'm from Jersey, and we had the same situation down there with all the parochial schools, one of which I went to, which actually turned out to be part of the founding of McQuaid here in Rochester. And it's like, no, you're in there with the big boys and the big girls. That's it. You don't get to have your own little category.
Yeah, but you got God and everything over there and all your blessings
Tommy, sacraments. Actually, Tommy, God considered us a hellscape. So that really wasn't something we had to really concern ourselves about, nor did we have the advantage.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
rest. All right, you guys. Have a good one.
All right, take care. You know, someone brings up a good point here.
What's that?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Jacob writes us, and it's kind of like convoluted. Mm. But like, okay, Isaiah Stewart, last night the New York Knicks eliminated the Pistons. Poor Isaiah Stewart, McQuaid kid.
Yeah.
He got hurt in the first game, didn't get to play in the rest of the series, so we didn't get to see Beef Stew do his thing. So he went to McQuaid, really good basketball player, but I think he left his sophomore year to go play at a prep school downstate.
Yeah, one of the prep schools.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if your argument is, like, these schools are too good to play, like, those kids are leaving.
Even those kids go on.
For bigger opportunities. Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of the direction it's going in, whereas if you really are serious about your kid and they are exceptionally better than the people they're playing against, it's not going to matter for them anyways.
I mean, like, I personally know a couple of kids just through buddies of mine.
Like, happens all the time in hockey, right? Like, those kids don't even play high school sports most of the time. They just play for their travel teams, or they'll go off to some private school in Minnesota.
Yeah, like, you'll have a kid who will play freshman or sophomore year in high school, and then they're out of town.
Yeah.
Right? But you had them in those public schools for a couple of years. I don't know. I don't want these kids to feel like they don't have a chance walking on the field, but what's the better way to do it?
It also seems like it'd be really complicated in those smaller communities. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of, like, all those schools in, like, the Finger Lakes area. Like, how do you split that up?
I don't know. All right, so we just keep it the way it is then?
Yeah.
Is this guy you proposed to a douchebag?
Of course he is. Especially when you tell me that his kid
I know
got beat badly and now all of a sudden, hold on, now we need this legislation.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ah, damn it!
What's the matter?
Look, man, we thought we used logic here in the break room to work out in our heads how this was not going to happen.
Yeah.
This was not going to be a problem for us and the Buffalo Bills. And somehow, well, in our stupid backwards logic, we missed the most obvious reason this may happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
The NFL schedule is going to be released on May 14th at 8 p.m., 12 days from now.
All right.
And since they announced the official day that the schedule will be released,
yeah,
there have been some rumors and, quote, schedule leaks.
Oh.
Now, take all of these things with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But one of the leaks and rumors would not be great for Bills fans.
Yeah, buddy.
The rumor is your Buffalo Bills will be playing on Christmas at home.
Damn.
And there are two reasons why this makes sense.
See, I thought, why did we rule that out before? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but we felt pretty good.
Right. Like, I thought we were pretty confident they weren't playing, and I can't remember
the reasons.
No, you
guys were willing it not to happen.
Here's why. Here's why. It was, one, the Chiefs want to play on Christmas.
Yeah.
So the Bills-Chiefs game would not be on Christmas because it was too big a ratings game, so they wouldn't do that. You needed two NFC teams to play against each other,
yeah,
so that would eliminate the Bills, and okay, they wouldn't put the Bills in prime time because that was usually a West Coast game. That was our logic.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, but the reason why the rumor makes sense, Tommy's right, we just didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
I know.
I won. The rumor is the NFL would make the Christmas home Bills game the last regular season game ever at Highmark.
Oh.
It would be national TV, big time emotional thing. Even though odds are pretty good, they'd have a playoff game anyway, so it doesn't,
yeah,
really matter. But the bigger reason why this makes sense, we talked yesterday,
mm-hmm,
about the Bills Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes.
You know who else got a Hallmark Christmas movie last year? The Chiefs.
Yep.
Who, yeah, played on Christmas.
We're dumb.
The theory is that the NFL is creating what they call synergy,
yeah,
to roll the Christmas movie into the team playing on Christmas.
And if it snows, just like the cherry on top.
It'll be,
know,
a miracle.
Damn it!
And that little kid's going to get cured.
Ah! No! No, no, no! It's going to happen.
I didn't see this coming. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
I love it.
Shut up!
Yeah, you sit back. I mean, I don't hate Christmas. I love Christmas.
You look like the Grinch.
The message,
you look like pale Grinch.
The message is good, but
message is good. He says.
But like I'm always so done with Christmas as soon as it starts. Like,
yeah, but you already got to deal with football, family on Thanksgiving.
No, but I pour a cocktail. I can sit and I can zone out. Yeah. I've heard everybody's story 10 times. So I can get a drink, eat, and then watch the game. I love it.
Shut
it's like
up.
Thanksgiving. So
you think we're getting primetime Christmas?
Oh, prime time.
The only way that this works for Bills fans,
yeah,
in Western New York
is if it's primetime Christmas.
Is if we get primetime Christmas. Right? You give me the morning to spend, yep, with my family, and then I can take off for the game and go watch it.
So are they doing 2 or 3 games on Christmas?
3 games.
So you think you would get the 4
No,
o'clock?
I'm not thinking. I'm hoping. It wouldn't make sense. I mean, unless.
So you think the West Coast would get the late game?
It's normally how they do it. But then again, the Bills played primetime against the Saints, but that game was in New Orleans on Thanksgiving. I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke.
So I'm thinking like a 4:30 game on Christmas. Perfect.
No.
You've already done the goddamn guess.
No. If we're going to talk about time zones, in all seriousness, if the Chiefs are playing on Christmas, they were the 1 o'clock game last year. But
so you think it might be an early game?
I would think it would be 1 for the Bills, 4 for the Chiefs, and then a West Coast 4:30 or a primetime game.
Unless they put the Chiefs out on the West Coast.
You could have them, no, because they wouldn't want, you would give them the home game. Like, they want to play on Christmas. Yeah. They're trying to make it like the
Lions. But they
want
to be, okay, these are home games like they do on Thanksgiving.
All right. But if we're going to hope for primetime, Kimmy's right. If we're looking for like that picturesque Christmas,
yeah,
picture, the lights coming down, yep, the snow, that would help.
4 o'clock, 4:30.
Or 8.
Ooh, 7 or 8 o'clock.
7 o'clock would be perfect. Give me,
yeah,
a 7.
Hey, you're off the next day anyway.
This sucks so hard and so long.
So if, let's say, the Bills are in prime time at home on Christmas, is this going to be like a family thing for people? Or Or does dad and mom get to go off and have a fun Christmas time without the family?
You're going to leave your kids on Christmas to go watch a football game?
That's what I'm wondering. Ah! Are you going to see more kids in the stands?
Well, look, I took my kids and my wife to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you made an event out of it. You had a great time.
Yeah, I only got two tickets for the Bills game. What? I can't leave my kids and wife on Christmas?
No, you can't.
Shut up. You're supposed to say, yeah, you can. Here's why.
No, you definitely shouldn't go, and I think I know somebody that would like your tickets.
even if I'm getting rid of them, you're not getting them because you're not a monster. You're a monster. 252 WCMF. There is a rumor with the NFL schedule coming out on May 14th that the Bills will be playing on Christmas, and the two big reasons they give is, one, this could be the last game, regular season game at Highmark Stadium, national TV, big emotional, and two, the one that was right in front of us the whole time and we didn't see it. The Chiefs got a Hallmark movie last year. They played on Christmas.
Mm.
The Bills are getting a Hallmark movie this year, and it makes sense.
The big debut.
Yes, that the Bills and the NFL would use the movie as promotion to make the Bills the Christmas Day game.
So do you think they're going to start like using the Bills and the Chiefs like every Christmas? Like that'll be how they do Thanksgiving with the Packers and Dallas?
The Chiefs, you mean the Lions?
The Lions, I'm sorry.
The Chiefs want it.
Yeah.
There's no word on whether or not like ownership from the Bills have gone and asked for it. I don't want that. I don't know why you would want that if you're the Bills,
especially
Christmas Day
game. Towards the end of the season when you don't know what that game's going to mean at that point.
Yeah. And like, here's the other thing. It Fs up the rest of the schedule. So last year, is Christmas on a Wednesday this year? Could you check it out?
Let's see.
So last year, because Christmas was earlier in the week, the Chiefs, Ravens, and the other teams that played had to play their game on Saturday.
Christmas is on a Thursday.
Thursday night football.
So they're not going to change unless – well, you could play a Saturday game because college football is going to be towards the end. So you could go Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, so it's double short week.
Jeez. Wow.
Shut up. And yeah, you're right. That's prime getting ready for the playoffs time. You're throwing everything off. Damn it.
I don't know why we didn't think this was... We're like, hey, they're getting a Hallmark movie. Isn't this fun, everybody?
How are we so
didn't see
dumb?
Wasn't it also rumored that they're working on some Netflix thing for the Bills, too, that was floated out there?
You told me that. I heard
somebody put it out there on Instagram. I don't know if it was a fake or not, but they were working on doing a Buffalo Bills, like the history of the Bills.
Mm.
And they're like influence on a league.
No.
They look cool, but I don't know if it was BS or not.
Well, I mean, if you found it online, it's
probably
true.
Right.
I mean, because, from what I hear, your personal Facebook friends with Terry Pegula.
My boy. Yeah. Good kid.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, growing up in Orlando, my family and me would always go to see the Magic play the Celtics on Christmas Day. Always a good time.
You lived in Orlando, man.
I think it's different with the NBA.
Yeah, and I think it's different when you live in South Florida for Christmas. You don't get that Christmassy Orlando vibe.
No, but like even if, let's say we had an NBA team, the Royals still exist.
Mm-hmm.
You go to an NBA game, it's a four-hour commitment. You show up at the arena an hour ahead of time, you watch the game, you go home, that's
it. Yeah, you're in and out. Yeah.
With a Bills game, I mean, you're tailgating.
Yeah.
It's outside. It takes forever to get there and get home.
Sure. Yeah, it's way different.
It's a day-long event.
Yeah.
It's a day-long... God damn it! Jeff writes, can I have your tickets for the game? No, you dick.
Because you got to go, right? I mean, this is the last season in the old stadium. All that history. Remember when my daddy brought a portable heater in here and burnt my mom?
No, burnt my leg. Almost melted me. He melted my sweatpants. Yes. Or my snow pants.
I think your thighs weren't doing that.
I don't know. My wife will say go.
Yeah.
She may want to go with you.
No, my wife's not on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't think?
No. But here's the thing, man. Like, that seems, I tell stories about my old man all the time.
Yeah.
Right? This seems like one of those things that my daughters will bring up.
When dad left us on Christmas.
Just like his daddy. Like your daddy.
Do you ever have anything planned for Christmas night? Like the night of Christmas?
Or so usually you guys do
Christmas
Because
I know you do
Eve,
a big
right?
Christmas Eve.
Here's what sucks even harder.
What's that?
All right, so yes. When we bought our house, we made Christmas Eve the big Christmas night for our family. Right. So everyone comes over. Well, Ryan, my brother, he wants to be a hot shot too.
He does his own Christmas
wants
after your
Christmas.
Wants to
be a hot shot.
Ryan wants
too.
To be a hot shot. Ryan wants to be big old big for his britches hot shot.
He
my brother
a
Ryan.
Follow-up?
The day after. So last year he started it. Last year. They bought a house. Yeah. Very beautiful house.
Yeah.
Right? And he invited everybody over.
For Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
So last year there was like, we did massive Christmas
Double
Eve.
Duffy.
And then, yeah, the next day we went out to Ryan's house and it was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. But like, bro, you know, you just ruined my life. Because like, Kimmy, you're right.
Yeah.
Christmas was a really like, we'll do presents,
yeah,
go to church.
By the end of the day, it's kind of done. Yeah.
Would have been able to pull it off. But now, because Hollywood Ryan wants to go ahead and be king of the castle over here. This sucks, man. Please be wrong.
Well, you know what's going to happen eventually.
What?
You're going to get these scenarios because they're so good. And they're great television. So it's going to happen.
Especially in the deep winter season.
Yeah.
You know who this really sucks for?
Oh.
The NBA.
Why?
Well, the NBA traditionally owned Christmas, and that was like the unofficial kickoff to the NBA season. Like, it mattered starting at Christmas. I would sit all day and watch NBA games ever since I was a kid because there was no football.
Right.
And, like, they're going to get swallowed up.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, what shot do you have to compete with the Chiefs, the Bills, and whatever West Coast team's going to play? All right, well, Christmas sucks now.
It's not official yet.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Way, guys have got to love it to get out of the house.
Oh, I think it's going to be a very that game's going to be packed. Those tickets are going to be expensive.
Of course they are. Yeah. And every man, if you don't take your family that is in that stadium, is going to pay for it.
Oh, sure. But they don't care.
Shut up. No, I do. I care.
Why? Well, you care about
every guy cares whether or not you care about your family.
Some guys don't really care about their family.
Okay.
The Bills are their side action.
That's a perfect way to put it.